Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, maintaining and operating the 800-mile Trans-Alaska Pipeline for nearly 50 years.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $68.65 per barrel to $64.92 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $62.47 per barrel to $58.21 per barrel. Since President Trump took office, the price of a barrel of oil from Alaska has declined about 10%, and the Trump administration would like the price to drop even more. The administration has called for $50 per barrel oil as an effort to curb inflation, but Trump also wants to develop more natural resources in Alaska. An executive order he signed on his first day back in office is titled, quote, "Unleashing Alaska's Extraordinary Resource Potential." It calls for new oil and gas leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and building roads to mining sites in rural Alaska. Longtime oil and gas analyst Brad Keithley says those two goals, to develop more resources and lower the price of oil, are at odds.
I mean, if you drive the price of oil down, you're undermining the economics of projects. We're already seeing that show up in the fracking plays, seeing it show up in terms of reduced investment, reduced production, reduced drilling as the price of oil has gone down.
But oil is also the largest component of Alaska's economy, and Keithley says falling prices could have a big impact on oil companies in the state.
But if Trump is successful driving the short-term price of oil down, you know, he will do things to try to keep the short-term price of oil price down. And that will, you know, affect the economics of the projects that people are evaluating.
The oil and gas industry supports about a quarter of Alaska jobs, according to the Resource Development Council. President and CEO of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, Kara Moriarty, says she's excited about the president's goal to develop Alaska resources. She says it's a welcome change from the Biden administration. And she says it is still possible with lower oil prices.
As the administration is trying to focus on unleashing access, improved regulatory process, and infrastructure, all of those things can also help with the cost of doing business.
Moriarty says the Trump administration's goal to streamline the regulatory process will save companies money. But she says when the price of oil drops, the industry will constrict spending and limit investing in new development.
I mean, the only thing we can guarantee about prices, it's going to go up and it's going to go down, and we never know when that's going to be. I think the challenge for Alaska, when it does come to price, however, is that Alaska is such an expensive place to do business.
Moriarty says the average cost to transport a barrel of oil from the North Slope to Valdez is over $9 a barrel. She says it costs even more to get a barrel from the ground to the pipeline, about $35. Add those up, and it doesn't leave companies much room to make a profit if oil dips to $50. Moriarty says companies will restrict exploration work first.
Because they don't have any money coming in. You know, the fields that are already invested in and already producing, those fields can kind of weather a little bit better the price swings of the industry. And the industry's kind of built on that.
For much of 2020, oil prices were below the $50 threshold and even fell to negative levels for a short period. The state lost more than 3,000 oil and gas jobs that year. But oil hasn't fallen below $50 since early 2021, according to data from the EIA. If that happens again, retired state economist Neil Fried says the severity of impacts largely depend on how low prices get and for how long.
I mean, if they last a year, you can probably get through it. You know, they might last for years. For example, the 90s, where we had low oil prices for so long, we lost all kinds of jobs. And even though the state got through it, it was pretty tough.
Fried says high oil prices are the most important thing when it comes to investment and growth for the industry. With help from Liz Ruskin in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.